So we're deeply concerned that the council are trying to rush through this consultation. There are 28 car parks across Cornwall that are about to be sold off and handed over to private companies, but six of those are in Newquay itself, and so that's a real concern because we know that the council have been failing really around the car parking situation in Newquay for a number of years. A lot of campaigners have been trying to push the council to come up with some solutions, and actually what they've done is they've made the worst decision possible in that they've just thought, right, well, we're going to sell them off and make some more money for private companies and ourselves. That's shocking, and obviously the public are outraged, which is why we've started this campaign. And we started the campaign to really raise awareness as well, because a lot of people don't know what's happening.
The council, I suppose, would come back and say we want to transfer them to their arm's length companies, and they're sort of owned by Cornwall Council. It seems that they want to do this so that they can then use AMPR. When what's your feeling on that?
So they use Little Fistral as an example of a pilot. Now, if you go to Little Fistral, probably a lot of people won't anymore because of the parking eye that is used there. These cam so the actual what ends up happening is they end up in the hands of people like Britannia, like Parking Eye, who are really punitive, have a pure profit-making model, and actually it's local people that suffer. A lot of councils across the country wouldn't even go near those type of companies because they don't run car parks for public or people. And the thing is, we have to remember is car parks are not just a vehicle to raise money. They are actually something that is a public need and a public benefit and an asset. Like if you want to go to, drop your children off at school, if you're going shopping, if you want to go to the beach, like a car park is for public use, and council car parks are owned by the public. They are owned by us as the taxpayers of Cornwall and Newquay. So we should have a say in what happens to them, which is what our campaign is asking for. We're saying stop the sell-off and instead sort it out. Work with us, work with communities to come up with solutions that work for all of us, not just use it to raise more money from people who are already really cash strapped.
The consultation is about to end. What happens next for you as a group?
So we're asking that people will go to our Facebook page. You can follow me, Jessie and Yuki. I'm sure you'll be on your Facebook page as well. So there's a petition. So we're asking people to sign the petition. There's going to be some public events that are happening over the next few weeks and months. We desperately want people to complete the council survey, but we've only got till Thursday for that. But this doesn't end on Thursday. This is now about people registering their deep and grave concerns that the council are doing this, and we've got to put on pressure. At the end of the day, the council are people we vote for to make decisions and make good decisions on our behalf. So it's massively important that we put the pressure on, because like they work for us, they are serving us as Cornwall residents. So the more that we can get the word out, the more petition signatures we can get, the more more pressure we can put on Cornwall Council to say stop the sell-off and instead sort out the situation.